Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is Friday, the second Friday in Lent in the church calendar, the first day of March. My name is Ben. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you and with you. Thank you for your support. You can leave a rating, or you listen to podcasts, a review that helps people find us. You can also give financially. We need you and we thank you. BenWardMusic.com/donate. We're going to sing a song today. It's the second song I ever wrote, freshman in high school. I expanded it since then, but the first verse is a 14-year-old's prayer. Whatever you have to do to make me like you, I wanna be like you, Lord. When the trials are tough and victories few, I know I have a friend in you. So make my heart pure and my convictions right, so all I do will shine your light. I wanna be like you, Lord. I wanna be like you, Lord. Whatever you have to say, I'm listening today. I wanna hear your voice, Lord. Now all the walls blocking the way, tear them down in me, I pray. Show me your heart and your compassion, God, so I can feel what you feel, even when it's hard. I wanna be like you, Lord. I wanna be like you, Lord. I love everything about you, Lord. How you love me without changing. Your patience moves me past myself to what you want and nothing else. Till you're all that I have left. I love everything about you, Lord. How you love me without changing. How your patience moves me past myself to what you want and nothing else. Till you're all that I have left. Whatever you have to do to make me like you, I wanna be like you, Lord. When the trials are tough and victories few, I know I have a friend in you. So make my heart pure and my convictions right, so all I do will shine your light. I wanna be like you, Lord. I wanna be like you, Lord. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will. Walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
I love everything about you, Lord. How you love me without changing. How your patience moves me past myself to what you want and nothing else. Till you're all that I have left.
We do have a prayer request today from a good friend of the podcast, Kristen, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Texas. We're joining with her to pray that the wildfires in the Texas panhandle would be taken care of, would be put out. We pray for the safety, Lord, of the firefighters. She has family in that group. Lord Jesus, would you bring an end to these fires? Would you minimize damage, Lord? Would you protect lives, God? Oh God, we ask you to move. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. The wind and the waves and the fires know your name and know your voice. Lord, we join with Kristen today. Would you put these fires out, Lord? Thank you for the firefighters. Thank you for all the safety officers. In the name of Jesus, pray for those who have lost possessions and treasures, that you would make them whole. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
I love everything about you, Lord. How you love me without changing. How your patience moves me past myself to what you want and nothing else. Till you're all that I have left. Whatever you have to do to make me like you, I wanna be like you, Lord.
Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen up to my neck. I am sinking in deep mire, and there is no firm ground for my feet. I have come into deep waters, and the torrent washes over me. I have grown weary with my crying. My throat is inflamed. My eyes have failed from looking for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. My lying foes who would destroy me are mighty. Must I then give back what I never stole? O God, you know my foolishness, and my faults are not hidden from you. Let not those who hope in you be put to shame through me, Lord God of hosts. Let not those who seek you be disgraced because of me, O God of Israel. Surely for your sake have I suffered reproach, and shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my own kindred, an alien to my mother's children. Zeal for your house has eaten me up. The scorn of those who scorn you has fallen upon me. I humbled myself with fasting, but that was turned to my reproach. I put on sackcloth also and became a byword among them. Those who sit at the gate murmur against me, and the drunkards make songs about me. But as for me, this is my prayer to you at the time you have set, O Lord. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help. Save me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Let me be rescued from those who hate me and out of the deep waters. Let not the torrent of waters wash over me. Neither let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit shut its mouth upon me. Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind. In your great compassion, turn to me. Hide not your face from your servant. Be swift and answer me, for I am in distress. Draw near to me and redeem me. Because of my enemies, deliver me. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all in your sight. Reproach has broken my heart, and it cannot be healed. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I could find no one. They gave me gall to eat, and when I was thirsty, they gave me vinegar to drink. As for me, I am afflicted and in pain. Your help, O God, will lift me up on high. I will praise the name of God in song.
I will proclaim his greatness with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an offering of oxen, more than bullocks with horns and hoofs. The afflicted shall see and be glad. You who seek God, your heart shall live. For the Lord listens to the needy, and his prisoners he does not despise. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the seas and all that moves in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. They shall live there and have it in possession. The children of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell therein.
We love your name, Lord. We love your name, Lord. We love your name, God. We love your name, Jesus. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of Mark, Chapter 4, 35 through 41. On that day, when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this second Friday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever. Amen.
I love everything about you, Lord, how you love me without changing, how your patience moves me past myself to what you want and nothing else, till you're all that I've lived.
You can lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. We do this every day on morning prayer and worship. Pray specifically and by name for those the Lord has laid upon your heart. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations, whatever it is, lay it before Jesus. Lay it before His Father. Let the Holy Spirit help you pray today.
Us pray when we don't know what to pray. You help us, Holy Spirit.
Our families now, whatever that means in your life today, immediate family, extended family, friends who are like family, lift them up now. Co-workers, fellow students. Set themselves up against you as enemies. Pray blessing upon them. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Pray in obedience now. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is helping you in every way, how to pray, how to live, how to walk. Listen for His voice. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Have a wonderful weekend in worship and rest. Let's pray together again on Monday. Bye-bye.